Hi, this is Debbie Latuga with visibleheartstrings.com and my really good friend Rebecca Johnson over at BeTheChangeChangeTheWorld.com asked these three questions on her blog today. One, what do I like about myself? Two, what would you like to change about yourself if you could? And number three, when you arrive at a challenging or unpleasant situation, what would be your ideal response? So I just wanted to make this recording and answer some of those questions. What do I like about myself? I really like that I've been on a spiritual path for a long time. I'm really happy that I've taken up the challenge of pursuing my spirituality. I'm really connected to my kids. I mean, I really like them, and I really like that we have developed a great relationship. So although they're teenagers, I still really feel connected to them. I have a great relationship with my husband, and I'm a great writer. Now, the other thing is what would you change? Well, I would eliminate some inappropriate anger. Sometimes I, just get under stressful situations and I respond angrily when the best response would really be something other than that anger. Now, I think it's okay to be angry about social injustice, but I would like to eliminate my inappropriate anger. I would be a better housekeeper. I can see the benefits that my family would enjoy if we had a calmer, peaceful, more serene surroundings. But when it comes down to actually doing it, I there's so many things I would rather do. So that's another thing I would change. And I would manage my own fear better. I think it's okay to have fear. I don't think it's okay to let you stop you from doing things. And I think I'm really on the path of changing that, but I think I could have some improvement. And then the last question was, when you arrive at a challenging or unpleasant situation, what would your ideal self's response be? How would you like to be in that situation? And I really liked that Rebecca brought up Eckhart Tolle, that she had watched on the Oprah show, his The Power of Now, because I had read that same book. And my responses to how I would like my ideal self to be in a challenging or unpleasant situation is, number one, I would bless it immediately. I would open my arms to it. I would have no resistance, and the situation would actually fill me with joy. So that would be my ideal self, and I aspire to accomplishing all these things we talked about. Thanks so much, Rebecca, for providing this thought-provoking post today, and I hope you'll visit Rebecca's blog, and don't forget to stop by invisibleheartstrings.com.